WSTN DB HD1, Atlanta, Charlotte, a Situations Media station. Good morning. It's the top of the hour. Time to make your mornings move with the Morning Machine on 102.6, The Situation.
Yes, that's right. It is Monday, the 17th day of the month of January, and you know what that is. Hey, listen, it is the Martin Luther King Jr. birthday, the holiday. You know, it is the day of service. So today, no matter how cold it is outside or whether there's snow on the ground or it's raining out, either way, that should not stop you from serving your community today. And with that, speaking of today, it's a phenomenal day in Radio Land, but also a phenomenal woman has something to say.
Good morning, Mr. Green Jean.
Good morning, Mom. In the spirit, let's go ahead and get to some motivation right now.
This is the Morning Machine's motivational moment of the day.
Yep, that's right. Top of the hour, top of the morning to each and everybody in Radio Land. That's what we got going on. And listen, it is yet again a phenomenal day right here in Radio Land. Now, even in Radio Land, you know, you can help to serve your community. And this is what the Martin Luther King Day of Service is. But, however, don't wait till King Holiday to finally get in your community. Don't wait until that day. Don't wait until Juneteenth. Stop waiting. Stop waiting. Get in your community now. Do something that's bigger than you today. Whether it's you're helping out a fellow neighbor, you're helping out the, you know, even if it's an elderly neighbor that lives next door, help them out today. Serve your community. Go to the rec center and help some of the youth that may be out of school today and, you know, finding their way. Help somebody today. Help somebody every day. Do something that's bigger than you. All right. So take the time. If you haven't done it any other day of the year, please take the time out to do it today. But it really should be done every day. This is why we have pillars of the community to do just that. And these are the things that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Stood for. And he marched for us. Everybody who was along for the ride, who was along for the movement, made sure that we were able to have the ability to have the opportunities that we have today. And still, make no mistake about it, yeah, there's still a lot of work to be done. We ain't perfect. We not there. But at the end of the day, his legacy speaks. And today, you want to make sure that it's not a day off. If it's a day on for you, still find a way to help somebody today. Even if it's at your job, find a way to help somebody today, to help uplift somebody today. And how we're going to uplift you this morning is, of course, we do the motivational moment of the day every single day, every single weekday. King Holiday doesn't stop the move. It doesn't stop the movement. All right. So, of course, you know who we have. We've got Blige come and set it every single day. She here. And it is my sister, my 215 sister, Shanice Evans, right here. Good morning.
Good morning, my 215 brother. How are you?
Doing phenomenal as always, and making sure that we get in our community today. I can't stress that enough, but it really should be every day. You know how it is.
Definitely, I know how it is, and I am so grateful for this great Monday. And you already know how we get started. We get started with a smile. So if you're not already smiling, I need you to smile.
And then even though the Eagles lost?
Yes, keep smiling, right?
Okay, and the Sixers won. Sixers won, but the Eagles lost. But I'm still smiling.
Yes, after you smile, what you're grateful for. And today, I'm grateful for MLK. I'm grateful for Martin Luther King and his dream. And, you know, because of his sacrifice and legacy, you know, we're able to be on the radio. We're able to do what we love. So what are you grateful for today?
Yeah, I'm grateful for the journey in the movement, because it was Dr. King's movement right here in Atlanta, right here, literally a few blocks away at the Ebenezer Baptist Church. And you know, the march over here, the, you know, and these are these grounds, these streets that we drive every day are so sacred because these are the same streets, the same exact streets that Dr. Martin Luther King, Congressman John, the late Congressman John Lewis, Coretta Scott, late Coretta Scott King, you know, I say the late everybody, you know, Andrew Young, you know, these were people who walked these streets and fought and put it all on the line to make sure that we have the opportunities that we do today.
Definitely, and we couldn't be where we are without them. So definitely salute to them and salute to even the people that's doing it, you know, that continue to do it to today. Salute to us, right?
Yes.
And this is not to brag on us, but how we get up every day and grind, and we get up every day and, you know, the station that we are giving the information, giving the news, and providing the platform for our people, that's exactly what they're for. So we're just carrying on that torch, you know what
exactly.
I mean? And we have to, you know, continue to carry that torch for the next generation so that they can do what we're doing right now and just, you know, building a legacy so we can leave one.
Absolutely. And, so, you know, that legacy will continue with the start of this motivational moment. What you got this morning?
Yeah, so today's motivational moment is basically, what is your legacy going to be? So it's a question. It's not a statement. It's not an affirmation, but it's a question of what are your legacy going to be? You know, Dr. King started in his movement, you know, not thinking that it would take his life or cost his life, but it did. But he left a legacy to be admired and to, you know, to for us to aspire to. So what is your legacy going to be? And I simply want to ask the listening audience that this morning, like, what do you want to leave behind? What are you currently building? So what are you currently even planting in your life that you can reap or that your next generation can reap and following that legacy to continue to be great and grow? Because it's not about just, you know, planting and reaping for right now. You want to leave something for the next generation that they could benefit from and grow from. Every generation shouldn't be starting from the foundation, but should be building from the foundation that was already laid. So today is really ask yourself on this Martin Luther King, whether you're doing a day of service or whether you're just sitting at home relaxing, right? Because, you know, I'm one of the people, Rob, that don't believe that Martin Luther King has to be a day of service. It could be a day that you, you know what, he fought for our right. And if it's your right to sit home, sit home. If it's your right to do something of service, do that, right? And so, but ask yourself, what do you want your legacy to be? And I'm not saying you have to be famous, but what do you want to leave for those that are looking up to you, those in your community and your family? So I'm not going to belabor the point, but today's motivational moment is, what do you want your legacy to be? Thank you.
Yeah, what do you want your legacy to be? Because, you know, listen, you know, everybody has a spot where, you know, they do things that are bigger than them. And, you know, a lot of them do serve their community. You know, a lot of it is because he served his community first, Dr. King. He got the information from the people in the community, what we were going through in our community, and he acted on it. And that's the thing where the day of service comes in. You know, you act on those things. Yes, we have earned, and I mean phenomenally earned, that right to be able to sit home or what have you and you know, do what needs to be done. However, still, and, you know, just to kind of elaborate on the point, yes, we have earned that. But also in the same token, you know, that day also is the importance of really continuing to start the year off building our community. You know, there's still a lot of work to be done, but it starts the year off right in continuing to build something even stronger, build those pillars even stronger, which is why we see a lot of days of Martin Luther King days of service, you know, to really get in the community and, you know, find that time of the year, which, you know, there's a lot of people that do it more days and every day out of the year, but still that time out of the year where you do something bigger than themselves, you know, and, you know, but I get it. I get it. But, you know, yes, we have definitely, to make that point certain, we have earned that right. We went through a whole bunch. We have earned that right. Just like Juneteenth, finally. That'll be the next one. So, yeah, we've definitely earned that beyond measure. So, you know, both points are valid. We're good, you know, and that's how we do. You know, we whatever you decide to do today, all good. All right.
Can I just say one thing, Rob? Because yes. It's honestly really about, and I get there, right? Whether, like you said, whether you decide to rest or whether you decide to work, because like you said, with his day being in January and the beginning of the year, because it's really not about that. One day is what you do those other days.
Yes.
I could do an active service on MLK Day and don't do anything else throughout the year. So it really is about, yes, utilizing that day to maybe start making changes in our community, but we just have to realize if that's the case, it just can't be one day a year.
We have to be consistent.
Consistent throughout the year of setting up checkpoints to say, hey, maybe I can't do something every day, but once a month or once a week, I'm continuing a legacy of cleaning up the street or cleaning up the block or checking on the elderly, of doing something. So that's why I'm saying, you know, it's really up to you, whatever you want to do on that day. You celebrate your liberty of what he fought for and died for as you see fit. But just that's why today's motivational moment is, what is your legacy going to be? Because at the end of the day, whether it's Dr. King Day or any day, what are you doing each and every day of your life to set a pattern of greatness?
Thank you for making that point. And that is why we do the motivational moment. That's exactly why we do it, because not only does it motivate you, but you can get both sides of it, but you can get both sides of that coin and make it to where, you know, both points are just as important as anything else. And that is why I love doing this segment so much. It is just, it's absolutely phenomenal. And what's even more phenomenal is trying to figure out how in the world can they find you, follow you, and connect with you.
Yes, you definitely can find me every morning here at 6:05 with my 215 brother Rob on the 102.6 The Situation.
Yes.
Monday through Friday. Or you can find me on Facebook at Shanice Evans. You can also find me on Instagram _the_creative_consultant_, on my website, theexposurenetwork.com, or you can email me at info@theexposurenetwork.com.
Absolutely. Make sure you connect, especially today. You know, some of y'all ain't doing nothing today. Some of y'all off. You can take time to find out how in the world to connect. And when you connect, you do your research, and you'll find that the Exposure Network is absolutely phenomenal. Just like Shanice J. Blige is super phenomenal, but she crisscrossed. Well, she can't crisscross the country now. We got a snowpack is somewhere. But anyway, beside that, we all good. You know what I'm saying? But listen, inspirational hit of the day is right now. Your King Holiday is in full effect. You are motivated. Let us get to it. It is your King Holiday on the Morning Machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. Ciao.